WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Apparently, his road is not as clear as one thought two nights ago. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card, Rockstock, or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop. Because hashtag epic partner. Royal Rumble was this past Saturday. We reviewed it on the Rack Extra Reviews on Saturday. We reviewed it on WTR last night. And now it's the fallout, and when we talked about it, Cody was headed for Roman, and CM Punk, we all thought, was going to head for Seth Rollins.
Well
along the way,
Britt decided to, like, just throw a wrench in things.
Stuff happened. Anyway, I'm the producer, Sarah, and that's Lindsay Ward.
Oh my goodness. Here we thought, we were confident, we were sure, we talked all about it Saturday night, we knew the plan, and, well, crap.
Well, you
things
see.
Happen.
things happen. So Monday Night Raw opened with number one, Pat McAfee making his return to Monday Night Raw as the lead commentator, replacing Wade Barrett.
No, bring back Wade. So we'll I like Pat, so but bring we'll back
see.
Wade.
We'll see where it goes. And then CM Punk came out. He said he came real close on Saturday as he stared at the WrestleMania sign. It felt like he had it in the palm of his hand. But he's not mad. He congratulated Cody Rhodes. He took the time out to do so. He said it's not always what you deserve. It's about what you've earned. Cody busted his ass and earned it. Compared it to the Tampa Bay Lightning busting their ass and winning back-to-back Stanley Cups. Because, you know, the one thing that Tampa is known for is hockey. But I digress. Punk says he feels a bit of a... unlucky, he tore his triceps during the Royal Rumble. He said he wanted to tape it up and get through elimination and WrestleMania, but that's just not in the cards. He said maybe his dream of main eventing WrestleMania was just never going to happen. He didn't want anyone to feel bad for him. He talked about his friend named Chad, who's battling cancer, and talked about him getting chemotherapy, and always in a good mood and never complains. He starts getting emotional. Said what happened to him is just a flesh wound. He said he loses more than he wins. That's what it means to be best in the world. He also talked about, if you saw him in the UFC, he said it wasn't great, but he had a dream, and it was when he was asked to do it, he said it scared the crap out of him, but he did it. He said this is just a bump in a row, and he said he's the best in the world. Are people who battling cancer or his friend who fights fires in Chicago. We're trying to humanize CM Punk. CM Punk said he doesn't focus on negativity or people who tell him he has the wrong hair or tattoos. He said 40 isn't in the cards, but he's a Chicago Cubs fan, and it won't be the first time or last time he says this. There's always next year. Cup said that a lot. He was going to bust his ass, but this brought out Drew McIntyre. Punk was like, oh, that's not what I was expecting. McIntyre came to the ring, said some, he's been saying some terrible things since CM Punk came back to WWE. But you were terrible to me in the past, but I'm relating to what you're saying now. I talk to, you know, about people suffering and whatnot. He said he's never been a spiritual person, but he wanted to know that he prayed for this to happen, and it did. He said he heard the news about Punk's injury on Sunday and slept like a baby. He said he would find a way into a world title match at WrestleMania. He said he would live Punk's dream again. Punk told McIntyre that his heart hurts worse than the tricep does. Punk said he's going to rehab this injury and he will main event WrestleMania. But first thing he will do, he will take out Drew McIntyre. Drew then took a shot at Punk. Punk started firing back. Punk got taken out with the Glasgow Kiss. And then a stomp to the injured arm. This brought out Sami Zayn to make the save. So yes, CM Punk is out. He's out. Torn triceps 6 in 8 months, something like that. Who knows? Hopefully by SummerSlam he is able to return. Depending on when SummerSlam is. I think it's in early August this year, late July. What they do is this angle with Drew and tease this future feud if Drew wasn't coming back. I mean, you could tease anything. They would assume Drew is coming back later in the year or re-signing. They would hope. But if he doesn't, then they could just go do something else. Because right now, Drew is in their plans for WrestleMania and CM Punk. Lindsay is not.
No, he's not. Which messes up the plans slightly. But, I mean, the worst... As we've seen, they know how to pivot.
Pivot.
So they could just replace Punk with Drew and have Drew go forward since Drew is leaning to a heel anyway. If you point him at Seth, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But let's go ahead and talk about what happened with Cody and Seth because I want to bring some things up with that.
Okay, let's talk about that. So Cody Rhodes came to the ring and was like, so what do you want to talk about? He brought in Samantha.
Not the thing.
He brought up Samantha Irvin and asked her to repeat herself because she announced him as the 2023 and 24 Men's Royal Rumble winners. He said the fans who attend shows expect them to deliver, so he doesn't think people realize that they also need escape. He said the last 48 hours in his life outside the venues has been challenging, but on Saturday the fans will never know how much he needed them. He's grateful. Cody looked at the sign and said we wanted to make WrestleMania 40 official. But before he could, the world's heavyweight champion Seth Rollins came to the ring. He acknowledged that they don't always see the eye to eyes, Rollins did, but he feels they developed a mutual respect for one another. He congratulated Cody on winning back-to-back Rumbles and says that's special. Rollins told Cody that he'd be making a mistake, though, if he chose to fight Roman Reigns. I think you should fight me instead. Fans were like, no, no, no. Rollins says he is the guy now, and his title is the title in WWE. The landscape has changed. He said he gets that Cody has thought about Reigns for a full year. They've traveled the road together, though, for the last year. And he pointed out that he was in the main event because it sure as hell wasn't Roman Reigns. Rollins wanted to remember, you know, I was the one out here defending the title on those nights. Rollins asked Cody if he remembered why the title came to be. He said it was because the people were sick and tired of Roman showing up every other week, every other month, every 6 months, and never defending his title and cheating to defend the title whenever he had an opportunity to be an honorable man. This is our title. He said they have leveled the playing fields with the World Heavyweight Championship. They don't need to pretend that Reigns is a god because he's not, and they don't need him. He asked this important question. Do you want the Hollywood title, the Hulk Hogan title, the one for posers and frauds and the people who politic their way to the top? Or do you want the Dusty Rhodes title? Do you want the Workhorse Championship, the Blue Collar Championship? Because that's what the World Heavyweight Championship means. It's all about who is the very best between these ropes. He knows which title Dusty would want, but it says not about him. It's about Cody and his decision. Rollins told Cody he doesn't need an answer now. But he said this will be the biggest decision that Cody's ever made. He wants to know what's inside his heart and what kind of man does Cody Rhodes want to be. Cody responded with, I have an insane amount of respect for you. And this was the last thing he woke up thinking he would be thinking about today. And well, I'll think about it. And Cody left. That was the most convincing way you can come up with to go, hey, maybe we do Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes one more time for the World Heavyweight title. Should they do it? I don't think so. But they were damn sure convincing.
So, it somewhat solves some of a problem.
It would.
For them. In the sense that if you want to get Roman to Hogan's record, you point Cody at Seth. Because here is the question at this stage. What is the ending of the story? It's Cody comes back, wins Royal Rumble, wins the title, right? At WrestleMania in the main event. He finishes the story. He fulfills his legacy. There's no context on terms of like which title it should be. Because now there's two. Before, when he went for the title, there was technically one. Even though it was two titles held by the same person, it was one title. And then they created Seth's in Cody's absence. So Cody can still, quote-unquote, finish the story, and he can win the title by defeating Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. That's if Seth is good to go by WrestleMania. And then that frees Roman up, where you just throw somebody at him, you have him take them out, and then he can move on and move forward as your champion. I don't agree with that, because I want to see that title come off Roman, but realistically speaking, we don't know when that's going to happen. We can't... Well, I'm gonna get to that. Just hold on, Matt. So, like, I want to see the title come off Roman. It should move, because it's been on him for, like, 3 years now. But they may want to have him eclipse Hogan, just to have him eclipse Hogan and take that number two spot. They'll never put him at number one because it takes too long, but they could at least attempt to get him to number two. They're very close. So let's talk about the ending of the story, right? Let's talk about that. So Seth mentioned the one thing that Cody has thought about is beating Roman, technically for the title. But the one thing that Cody wants, Bob Backlund's number two, Hogan's three, fine. Roman, get Roman to three. Get him in the top three. But you could have Cody beat Roman without the title involved. That could be a whole separate bucket of worms. And I think they were kind of hinting at what they're planning to do based on the 2K24 stuff, where you had a list in front of Cody Rhodes. And winning the title and finishing the story were two separate things on that list. So you can have Cody win the title. You can have him take it off of Seth. There's no problem there. And then, when he's ready, he can go for Roman. And however you want to do that, whether you want to wait till next year at WrestleMania, it's somewhat anticlimactic, but it's somewhat not. Because the argument against Cody beating Roman is Cody doesn't need the rub. Roman's approaching Taker-level streak kind of sort of thing. And whoever beats Roman Reigns for that title is going to be made. And Cody could certainly take the bump and he would run with it, but at the same time, you could use it for someone like a Sami Zayn or someone else.
Gotta go younger. If you do that, you gotta go younger than Sami.
Okay, but I'm just throwing out a name. But I get your point. Where you have somebody who you could elevate into that stratosphere, because the second the titles come off Roman, Roman's gonna leave for like 6 months probably and go on vacation and not come back. Like, he's had this epic level run. He's gonna go take a break. We're probably not gonna see him for a long while. I understand this is all Cody has talked about, but I'm just saying, this is a way to swerve it. Because it's, what does Cody really want? Maybe. Because it's, again, is what does Cody want? Does Cody want the title? Or does Cody want Roman? Because yes, he could take a title. Yes, I know he wants both. But he could take the title off of Seth, especially considering the fact that Seth's knee is kind of fucked. But he could also take it off of Roman.
He could.
And that's if he can beat him.
What I will say about this is, that was a damn good piece of television, because it opens up discussion, it puts doubt in people's mind, and it creates what they like, episodic television. Because now,
yep,
you have to wonder, what does he do? At the end of the day, Cody will choose Roman Reigns.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the one thing is, he called it Seth called it Dusty's, a title Dusty would want. But the title Dusty really wanted was the WWF Championship, or the WWF Championship, whatever it was. I don't remember exactly. I wasn't born. But he wanted that title.
What is now the UWU title?
It's not UWU.
It's UWU.
But that's what he wants, and that's to finish the story, is to get the championship his father wanted. And that's what he's always wanted to do, was get him that championship, but his father's passed, and he can't actually give it to him, but he wants to give it to him. He wants to close that chapter of the story and finish the story of getting the WWE championship. Not a world heavyweight title, because Dusty held a world heavyweight title. He wants to get the championship in WWE for the first time in the Rhodes family. He wants that title. That's what they want. They got to choose quickly because they got to set up Chamber match and what it will be for only 3 weeks, three more rounds until Chamber week. Here's the thing. With everyone getting hurt, maybe you only need one Chamber match and you don't do the second for the men. And you figure out how to do it, or you do a singles match, number one contenders, or they tell you next week. Because let's all be realistic. What happened on Saturday night, Sunday morning, for CM Punk went, we need to change things. They have to come up with plan B. So they buy themselves a week or two to figure out, well, do we do Seth and Drew? Seth, Drew, Sammy? Seth and Sammy? Seth and Gunther? Or Seth and Okada? Not going to be that. But it gives them an opportunity to figure it out, because rushing to the decision of what your WrestleMania main events are shouldn't be done in 24 hours. You need a week, and with the week they've had, they probably should take some to figure it all out. And I always know they have plan B and C for WrestleMania, but now you got to implement it and figure out what your televisions were and what your card for Chamber was going to be, because it seems like they were going to do some matches that aren't happening now because of certain things of injuries and the whatnots. So they got to figure out everything from there. Tonight was a good launching point for what things were going to be, because like I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I figured Bronson Reed was getting the world title match at Chamber 2. So they got to figure it all out, and what Chamber was has to be redone before they can even get to fully what WrestleMania was. But this was good television, and also made the title seem more important. Yeah, elevated the championship, and guess what? That's what you're supposed to do. You put more respect on the other championship, because again, I said it at the top, it was the most convincing argument Seth Rollins could make to make that title relevant with the story for Cody. Cody has a decision to make, and Cody is able to pull out those puppy tear eyes whenever he wants and make it dramatic.
And it's also worth noting that, like I said, Seth's knee is fucked. We have no idea if Seth will even be good for WrestleMania. So the other side of this is, if there is nobody to challenge for Seth's title, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because now it takes the pressure off Seth in terms of having to get healed in time for WrestleMania. Because that's what they're trying to do. They're hoping and they're praying and they're avoiding surgery that with enough time he can be ready to go by April. And it is a possibility that he will be fine. But they have to rest him. He can't wrestle too much. He has to be very careful about what he does. Because one wrong step, one wrong move, and he's in for surgery and he's out no matter what. So he has to be careful. And with Punk getting hurt, if that was the plan for Punk and Seth, I can think of worse things than the fact that Seth just doesn't wrestle on WrestleMania. Or you just throw him a really easy opponent that he can just do something with. And worst case scenario, you have Damian Priest walk out, kick him in the face, cash in his money in the bank, and boom, he's the winner. And you have the title change hands at WrestleMania.
We'll see. But this was a big show besides all that. Matches that included Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark taking on Piper Niven and Chelsea Green. She got her name back, her intro back. Brent was very excited about this.
I have a funny feeling I know where that came from, and yeah, now it's back, so.
Shayna and Zoe got the win, building up the tag division. That's all that counts, because the tag team division was still in action later in the night, as it was the Kabuki Warriors, Asuka and Kairi Sane, your new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, after beating the KC's, Kayden and Katana on SmackDown, taking on Tegan Nox and Natalya. The Kabuki Warriors in a solid match, got the win, and it will be the Kaseys, Katana, and Kaden and Katana getting their rematch next week on Monday Night Raw. Good stuff.
It was really good stuff. It was really entertaining. I like this quite a bit. You know, it's any way that they can get more women on the show is always a good thing, and the women did fight extremely hard to get those tag championships, so the fact that they're making them relevant again, they're pushing them again, I am 100% here for.
Becky Lynch says she's a fighter, and she will continue to fight back, because she's got to fight harder and stronger and figure out, you know, what's next for her. Because there's a lot of roadblocks in her way, because she came up short in the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So she made that very, very clear. But Bayley also made her intentions very, very clear. She said it gave everyone a rare opportunity, because Damage Control had the WWE Women's Champion, the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, and a Royal Rumble winner in the same ring, and it's never been done before. Bayley said it's all due to her. She said everyone in Damage Control was going to be a flop, and that she wasn't as good as she was before injury, but that she doesn't listen to negativity. This is the most stacked and talented women's roster they have, and she came out on top. She went 63 minutes and 3 seconds and beat Rhea Ripley's record. This brought out the champion, Rhea Ripley. Rhea said, Bayley, if she thought she accomplished something, the only reason you topped her time in the Rumble was because she wasn't in the match. From behind, Nia Jax would attack. Damage Control watched on. Nia put down Rhea Ripley and left her laying in the ring. Jax turned to Bayley and Damage Control and said, You could pick Io or anyone else, but Rhea Ripley would not make it to WrestleMania. And Bayley's like, all right, I'll let you know my decision on Friday. I'm getting out of here now.
This is a really, really, really good segment.
Yeah, it set it up perfectly, because now you got your chamber main event. Yep, talked about it before. You're going to do Nia and Rhea in Australia, your main event, closing the show in Rhea's hometown. Nia's the right opponent for her. It'll be the right fit.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a good thing to watch.
Yeah. So there is that. The Intercontinental title was on the line. Gunther, Kofi Kingston. Good match, but Gunther retains.
Jesus Christ, Gunther slapped Kofi around.
He did.
Good Lord. I mean, I know that's what Gunther does. We say this every time, but god damn, every time you see him do it, it's like, ow! Like, you feel the secondhand pain every time he brings that slap down. Like, Jesus. Sir, you do not need to hit that hard.
Yeah, so speaking of slapping and big beefy men, Bronson Reed took on Jey Uso. Good match. Jey got the win.
It's a curious combination. I wouldn't expect that. It was good. It was very entertaining, but it was like, huh, this is different. This is new. This is a little weird. In a good way.
But it worked.
It worked. It totally worked.
So we had a little bit of business, 3 syllables on Monday Night Raw, as Andrade was in Adam Pearce's office and he signed a contract to be a part of Monday Night Raw as Nick Aldis appeared. Aldis was like, well, you could have listened to me. We had a good contract for you, and Pierce was just quicker to on the trigger. Aldis said he allowed Bayley to appear on Raw so that they could have both the Royal Rumbles on Raw. Says that's just business. Aldis said they had discussed the Elimination Chamber, but as they did, his phone rang. It was one Bron Breakker.
Somebody getting a call up.
Someone is getting a call up for sure.
It's about freaking time.
It's about time. The tag team titles were on the line on this show. It was Damian Priest and Finn Balor, your defending tag team champions, taking on DIY, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. Really good match. But the champions do, in fact, retain.
But they have matching gear.
They do have matching gear.
But yeah, champions retain. This was still very good.
Yeah, it's a good match. Everyone is in the ring to celebrate. Priest said there's been a change in Judgment Day, and he feels like they owe the man an apology. Brought out R-Truth, and he was very confused. Priest called Truth to the ring, and was like, I'm not going to attack you. You have my word. I'm not going to attack you. Truth, Priest said he was happy Priest was letting him say it because it never works when he says it. He all said rise for the Judgment Day. He did the line. Priest tried to explain why he eliminated Truth from the Raw match. Truth cut him off and said they could talk about it later. Truth said he wasn't able to sleep, so he moved Priest's cash to crypto, filed his taxes, and liquidated all of his assets. Priest was like, you don't know what any of that means. Truth said he was trying to say it all along. He said Priest is like an older brother. Priest noted that Truth was older than he is. Truth of Bear is that weird uncle, and that he's unpredictable, and yet we still love him. And they brought up Dominic, and He said he was bad. True said McDonough is like the stepbrother no one wants, but has to admit that it's in the family. Priest said Truth needs to let him finish. Priest said Truth isn't in the Judgment Day. He likes him. He thinks he's funny. So that's why he wanted to be the one to do what is about to happen. Priest said Dominic, and then McDonough attacked. Miz made the save. But the Judgment Day stood tall over Awesome Truth.
This is a good segment. And kind of establishes Damien as the leader of Judgment Day. I think it's been going that way for a while. But they just officially kind of made Damien the leader.
Possibly. I think Rhea's still the leader. Seems like Awesome Truth might be the ones to dethrone JD and win the tag team titles. That being said, I hope they create tag titles for SmackDown because the division is pretty good. SmackDown will get the titles at some point. Maybe at WrestleMania. But no, I don't think Awesome Truth is the one to dethrone Judgment Day. I'm going to throw this out there. I think it's A-Town Down gets the next title shot in Australia, so I think we're going to get... This is just me. If I was booking a show and you're playing to that crowd, you do Waller and Theory versus Judgment Day at Elimination Chamber. But it won't be... But here, it's not heels versus heels in Australia, because Grayson would be the baby face in Australia. Just saying.
He kind of would.
For one night, I think you can get away with Grayson being the baby face. Yeah. Because it's the chamber, I don't see the titles changing hands, and to get people on the show, to get people from Australia on the show in their hometown, I think doing them in a tag team match, put the titles on the lines, kill two birds with one stone, get a tag team title match on the show, and you get Grayson as well on the show, because he deserves to be on that show. That's just me. I could be completely wrong with what they do, but I was the one with the pen and the paper. That's how I would book that card. So there is that. And your main event of the show, as set up earlier, was Drew McIntyre, Sami Zayn, one-on-one. They made it clear that Drew McIntyre has never lost to Sami Zayn one-on-one. And if they're
and he
really
didn't
good,
either.
And if they're a really good match, that streak continued. He beat the tar out of Sami at the end.
Oh, God. I'm, you know, honestly, I am just here for Drew McIntyre and his just villain era. I'm just, let's go. I like this version of Drew. This is good. Like, I like affable Drew, but this is, yes, he's big, he's bad, he's dangerous, he just doesn't give a fuck. He's out here beating people up. He is here for his shot.
They positioned him as okay, he's going to be the next in line, because they at some point need someone next in line for Seth Rollins, especially with CM Punk getting injured. So good show overall. We got some stuff planned for the road to WrestleMania. You had to get the awkwardness of CM Punk out of the way and set up the stage for what's next for Cody without giving it away on night one and having 68 days towards WrestleMania. Curious what they do with the Money in the Bank briefcase. That, again, it's all in play at WrestleMania. You know, things could happen. He could be like, Seth could defend in night one, retain the title, he can cash in that night, or Seth is walking around injured and Damian's like, hey, tomorrow night, unplanned, me, you, opening the show for the world's heavyweight title on night two. Anything is possible.
Or he could at any point he could come out and kick Seth in the face and take the title.
Yeah.
Or he could call his shot at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's all possible. You could set up many, many things with that briefcase. So
it's what I like about it is it is a looming threat, but it's a looming threat in the sense that you're not necessarily going to see when it's coming. It's just sort of present. It's there. And if you notice, Damien has not necessarily been walking around with the briefcase as much as of late. So it's his mind is focused elsewhere. It's not on the title. But and that doesn't mean that he can't change his focus.
And at the same point, it's the first time in a while we have a real threat with Money in the Bank going into WrestleMania.
Because he could pull a Seth. He could walk. Like, what would be funny, everybody would hate it. Everybody would hate it. But he could pull it on, like, either Cody and Roman or Seth and whoever Seth is fighting. Is he waits till the end of the match and he cashes in on, like, Cody after he wins the title. And walks out of WrestleMania with the title.
Cody would.
They won't do it.
No, they won't. But anything's possible.
Anything is possible.
I mean, Cody would have finished the story, just didn't have to be for more than 2 minutes. So
the prerequisite is to win the title and finish the story. There's no time frame after that.
That is very, very true. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's The Rack.
Tune in, because we'll have news, we'll have notes, maybe we'll have NXT. It just kind of depends on what breaks this week and what kind of news we have. We may be doing another full news show. We may be talking about NXT Vengeance Day. Who knows? But we will be talking about the thing that happened with Vince McMahon. There is officially a story. Not that there wasn't before, but there's now, like, stuff beyond just a lawsuit. So we will be talking about it Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it's another edition of CB Radio. It's back after 1 week because we did the Royal Rumble Sunday night. It's WTR Sunday night, WrestleTalkRadio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link, your Twitch account is called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. It's at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, you can use credit card Rock and Sock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNS30D. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinzWard, where I will be streaming Genshin Impact tomorrow. We have a banner flip. Brand new banners. Bird Mom is coming, so tune in for that. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinzWard, and TikTok, LinzWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBGG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Mac. And right back here Monday night for the Raw Post Show, Law Lewis, with the Wild Talk Radio Network.